Full Pepperty. May I help you?
Yeah, Phil, listen, my name is Mercer. I was in your cab about a week ago in one of your cabs. I was down there to Pensacola. Me and the wife were taking a little getaway.
Yes, sir.
And listen, we was in one of y'all's cabs, and we was going home. We had a little dinner, and then we was going back to the hotel down there. That one there, to Howard Johnson, out by the dog track.
Mm-hmm.
And we was out there, and listen, your cabbie, you know, kind of started talking to us and such, and there was a blonde gal, and I didn't even think that much about it when we was in the cab, but, you know, she kind of homely and such, and it turned out it was one of them transistors there, that one of them men that dress up like a woman.
Get out of here.
That's what I said. And hell, it threw me off the bad, Phil, that the cab ride was about $12, and I thought I'd give them a 10 and a 5, and I got looking at my billfold, and I gave him a 100 and a 5.
No.
Yeah, I done it.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I said, welp. I'm trying to figure, do you have a cab number, or can you help me with that? I mean, obviously, he must be thinking that you're the biggest tipper going.
Well, that's what I thought, or maybe thought I was, you know, coming on to her, or him, or it, or whatever.
You got to give me a cab number. I mean, I don't know that we have a transvestite driving. That doesn't mean that that we don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how many of them could you have down there?
We got 200 drivers, so, like, well, but like I said, I don't know.
How many of them, you know, wear women's drawers as a man?
Well, at 9 o'clock in the morning in the lobby of the office, probably nobody. But at whatever time they were in the cab, I don't go home and check out what their lifestyle is before I put them behind the wheel of a taxi cab.
So you don't really know one, then you'd have to do some checking.
No, if I believe me, I'm getting a kind of a laugh out of this deal. Like I said,
it ain't funny.
Well, no, it's not funny that you lost the money, but it's funny that
I ain't lost the money. You're gonna give me the money back, or I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Well, you better bring that on, buddy.
Well, by God, I will bring it on.
Yeah, well.
I'm out $85 out here.
Yeah, and your reaction to that is you're going to whip somebody's ass.
Well,
huh?
I want my money. And you said,
well, I tell you what, any chance you had of getting your money, man, you better get your lawyer.
How about I come down there and give you about a five-knuckle introduction?
Well, you can come on with that, because I think that's kind of rude, man. I mean,
the rude thing is talking to me.
Why don't you tell me the cab number, man? If you can't even count your money, man, maybe you ought to get yourself some glasses.
How are you going to need glasses the time I get done with you?
I've got glasses on.
I'm going to be on you like Michael Jackson on a Cub Scout. Well, it ain't going to be funny. That's $85 I ain't got to lose.
No, I'm hearing that. Well, why don't you try to give me a cab number or
I don't
a
know,
description?
I don't know the cab.
I got 200 of them there.
Well,
he made
a damn ugly woman, I tell you that.
I'm hearing that.
It was kind of a blonde curly wig. You know, big nose. I think it had one of them stud things through it.
Okay. Was it a van, a sedan? What kind of car was it?
It was just a car, one of them just a regular sedan cars.
All right.
But I got pretty worked up about this thing.
How long ago was this that this happened?
Last week.
Okay, what day was that?
It was Wednesday of last week.
All right. And you were picked up at the Howard Johnson's over by the dog track?
No, I was picked up down there, down to your Hooters down there at the Pensacola Beach.
So you went from Hooters on the beach
to Howard Johnson's down there by the dog track.
Got it.
Can you just write me a check?
Well, no, I can't. No, I can't just write you a check.
Well, then you're going to get an ass whooping then. I'll kick your ass so hard you'll be able to use your nerds for earrings.
Well, I guess the conversation's about over. I mean, you're an odd situation right here, man.
Well, I tell you what,
I don't see where you come across threatening people with that deal, man.
Well, I need $85, and I was in a cab with a daggum transistor.
You should have been paying closer attention to what was going on.
You need to quit letting transistors work for your daggum cab company down there. Because last time I had something like that, it was a man that dressed up like Karen Rosbro.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
She made a pretty good looking man too.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I should have known.
Yeah,
I should have known. No, man. I'll tell you what.
It's not just Karen, Phil. It's Karen and all the girls in the office.
Yeah,
they set you up. We're Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer.
Yeah, good. Bring it on.
You ain't going to back off in an ass whooping, are you?
No, come on with it.
We might have to be one of them mixed doubles or something.
I bet you won't even take your glasses off, Phil.
No, I better not, man. I want to make sure I win this thing.
Because I guarantee you, your meter is running, son.
Good job.
You did a good job too. You weren't going to give up any money though.
No, I can't do that, man. I was going to mail you my glasses instead of that check.
Going to stand up all 200 cabbies and have to do a cup check.
Yeah, good job. All right. Unfortunately, the next phone call will be just another guy just like you. You know, that's in the real world of the cab business.
That's right. It'll be a real thing. Huh?